This is the WSAU Wisconsin Morning News from AM 550, FM 99.9 and WSAU.com.
Welcome back to the program. 715-845-2155 is the phone number if you would like to be a part of the show. And, look, as a matter of fact, we got somebody calling in now. All right, let's go to the phones. Thanks for calling. What's your name?
This is Sid.
Sid. Hey, Sid. How are you doing, my friend? Good morning to you.
Not so good.
What's the matter, Sid?
I'm tired of that loud rock and roll music you play when you come back from the commercials.
Well, we're just changing things up a little bit. It's a morning show. We're trying to get a little high energy and getting people up and, you know, energized.
55-year-old Joseph.
That's okay. That was Tom pushing the wrong button. But what's the matter?
Pushes my buttons too.
Yeah, I'm sure I do.
Yeah, welcome to the team, my friend.
If you're trying to get everybody motivated, how about a little Tony Orlando and Dawn that gets everybody moving and grooving?
Tony Orlando and Dawn?
Tie a yellow ribbon around the old oak tree is a real rocker.
That doesn't sound
knock,
like...
Knock three times on the ceiling if you want me.
Are you serious? This is what you want?
Oh, yeah.
This is it?
That's it, my friend.
That's not...
I'm coming home. I've done my time.
Wow, dude.
Now I've got to know what it is.
I don't...
That's like angel's breath breathing in my ears.
That's not really high energy, man. That may have been okay a few years back, but that's kind of lame now, don't you think?
Try this one. How about Patches by Clarence Carter? Do you have that one?
Patches.
One always brings me up.
Isn't that a little bit of a downer? I mean, isn't that kind of...
It's an inspirational song.
This one.
I'm way back up in the woods. I was so ragged that folks used to...
Is this what you're talking about?
Oh, yeah.
Mama used to tease me about it. Of course, deep down inside, he was hurt because he'd done all he
could. Well, this isn't exactly uplifting music either.
Was a great old man. Okay, how about... I can see him with a shovel in his hand. Do you have any Lawrence Welk, by any chance? Maybe you like orchestra music.
Lawrence Welk. Gosh, I remember Lawrence Welk.
Tom remembers on Lawrence Welk, don't you?
Oh, absolutely.
Sure. I don't know if
Anna Tua, Anna Thria.
I don't know if I actually have any Lawrence Welk. No, I don't have any handy. Thanks for the heads up. I don't have any of the...
Got any Lennon Sisters? Or
what else you got that you would like to hear, Sid?
How about some Osmonds?
Oh, the Osmond Band.
The Osmond actually had a one rockin' song called Crazy Horses. You got that over there?
Let's see. Osmond and Crazy. Let me see what I can find. How about this? This is about the closest that I could come to that I would be willing to play. Isn't this Tony? I mean, this is Donny Osmond and the
Osmond. This is Ozzy Osmond.
Crazy Train.
Do you have anything by Ozzie Nelson?
No, there's no Ozzie and Harriet. Listen, Sid, I am sorry that the music that we've been playing offends you, but it doesn't affect the show content, does it?
It could make it better.
Okay, well, last
time I saw you on a personal appearance, you were wearing a shirt that it had a label that said "Guess," and I said "Fat Pig," and I was right.
Sid, it is always a pleasure to hear from you. I hope you're having a good day. Are you going off to work this morning?
Tired, you stupid nincompoop.
I'm sorry. You don't have to do the name calling. I mean,
I'm going to sit in the steam room with the fellas.
Okay, going to get a spritz this morning, are you?
Spritz undercarriage.
All right, well, that sounds like fun. Listen, Sid, you go, you have fun, enjoy. Thanks for calling in and being a part of the show.
You're like a slinky.
Why?
I can't tell what you're good for, but when you fall downstairs, I laugh.
Well, thank you, Sid. I appreciate that. You have a great rest of your day. Thanks for calling in, okay?
You suck, except for Tom.
Okay.
I kind of like this guy, man.
I'm sure you
do. He's busting your chops big time.
Have a good day, Sid. We'll talk to you later. Well, we were going to do some entertainment news, but how about we just throw in some birthdays and we'll call it a segment? What do
All
you
right.
think?
All right, okay.
All right, Demi Lovato, how old do you think she is?
Demi Lovato is 23.
22 years old. We know her and love her as the little Disney anger ball who probably made fame by punching one of her backup dancers because she was angry about being fat. Yeah, that's sweet. Amy Adams, remember her?
Amy Adams, actress?
Lois Lane in Man of Steel.
Oh, yeah.
And going to be Lois Lane in the Batman versus Superman movie, if it ever comes out. She also was Giselle in Enchanted and was Amelia Earhart in,
wasn't she in
Battle of the Smithsonian.
Wasn't she in that 70s movie that was out, American Hustle? Wasn't she in that, too?
I'm not.
I think she was.
Maybe so. Jonathan K. Kwan.
You know, I think I know who this is. I think he played the little sidekick to Indiana Jones
Short
in
round.
Temple of Doom. Yeah. Dr. Jones!
How old is he?
Oh, he's probably in his, I don't know, late 20s now. 28.
43.
Oh, come on!
40.
Has it been that long,
yes,
really?
Yes, it has. Joan Allen used to be, was the mom in Pleasantville. She was also Kevin Kline's wife in The Ice Storm.
She played Pat Nixon, I think, in one of the Nixon movies.
She was the CIA agent after Jason Bourne in the Bourne Supremacy and the Bourne Ultimatum. She is 58. Weatherman Al Roker, 60 years old today. And Teresa Saldana, she is, you remember, she was the wife of Joe Pesci's character in Raging Bull.
Well, she's playing.
She was the wife on The Commish. She is 60. Here's one for you. Robert Plant.
Robert Plant from Led Zeppelin. Yeah, 66 today.
66 years old today. And Connie Chung, last but not least of our celebrity birthdays. How old do you think, Miss Connie Chung?
Connie Chung has got to be in her 60s, too. I'll say 62.
Connie Chung, 68 years old.
Okay.
WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. We'll be back.
The Ice Bucket Challenge has gone viral. Celebrities and the non-famous alike dousing each other with containers of frigid freezing water to raise money for ALS.
Whoa!
Now we're taking it up a notch with the Ice Cube Challenge. We're going to dump Ice Cube on you.
OMG! Did you do something with your hair? Love it.
Mr. Cube, you're very heavy.
Plus, we'll dump Ice Cube's entire music catalog, all of his movies, three cases of Coors Light, and some complimentary lavender body wash.
Lavender body wash? Make my pores tink.
Take the Ice Cube Challenge.
Let's do it.
Because nothing says charity like dumping a 250-pound black man on your head.
Yeah.
No. Do some good in your hood with the Ice Cube Challenge.
I hate you, Ice Cube.
Central Wisconsin's Badgers Sports Station. AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.